A palliative nurse wrote an article a few years back about the research she had done with the elderly. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The article talked about the five regrets of the dying. They were, number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life that others expected of me. Too often we follow a life that we think others would approve of or want for us. Parents oftentimes have ideas of what career paths their children should follow, and often they are 180 degrees opposite of their children's own desires. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. I've never heard of a person who on their deathbed said, you know, I wish I'd have spent more time at work. They often say they wish they'd have spent more time with family, spouse, children, more time traveling, writing, or in ministry to others. Third, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. You know, sometimes it's tough for people to speak out. They feel so strongly about issues, but feel tongue-tied when it comes to sharing their opinion. Fourth, I wish I'd have stayed in touch with friends. Friends, we make many over the years, but lose touch with so many that meant a great deal to us at a certain time in our lives. Our jobs take us to a new city. We finish school. We go our separate directions, and we lose touch. Often we think about reconnecting, but the busyness of our life gets in the way until it's too late. And fifth, I wish that I had let myself be happier. We take our responsibilities seriously, and that's good. But when we begin to take life seriously, so seriously that we lose our sense of humor and wonder, happiness eludes us. Well, how do we live a life with no regrets? Here are a few things we can do to put regrets behind us. First, appreciate and be grateful for all the things we have. And don't spend so much time thinking about those things we want. Think of all the gifts you've already received from God. You know what? Write them down. Two, focus on relationships and not on things. These relationships with our spouse, our children, grandchildren, friends, fellow workers are one of the most important ingredients to a happier life. Third, don't judge. No one knows for sure what's going on in another person's life. They may have gotten some bad news, their marriage may be on the rocks, and they might be losing a job or their house. Hold back judgment. Fourth, wish everyone well. It amazes me how jealousy and resentment can cause another loving person to wish another harm. Stop it! Fifth, enjoy the journey. We've heard it 1,000 times. Life is a journey and not a destination. Live for today and enjoy the moment. Sixth, don't be afraid to fail. Fear of failure is the biggest obstacle to success. Not trying something new is to guarantee failure and regrets. Seventh, forgive yourself and others. No matter what you've done or what negative thing someone has done to you, have the strength to forgive. And eighth, don't forget your health. We can be so caught up in the day-to-day problems of life that we fail to take care of ourselves. We put off that medical checkup, don't have time for exercise, and then we have regrets when our health fails. It sounds simple, doesn't it? It's a life we all desire. It's a life of no regrets. This is Tony Agnese.